Congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart.
Before the gods, I sing your praise.
I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness.
For you have exalted above all things your name and your word.
On the day I called, you answered me.
My strength of soul you increased.
All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord.
For they have heard the words of your mouth.
And they shall sing of the ways of the Lord.
For great is the glory of the Lord.
For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly.
But the haughty he knows from afar.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life.
You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me.
The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me.
Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Almighty God, whom to know is everlasting life, grant us to know your Son, Jesus, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may boldly confess him to be the Christ and steadfastly walk in the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 51, verses 1 through 6. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, You who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him. For the Lord comforts Zion. He comforts all her waste places and makes her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation, for a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near, my salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath. The heavens vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 11. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we are many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel reading is from St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Shall be unafraid. Abide with me.
This morning's sermon is based on the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 16. To start, I reread the words which Peter said from verse 16. Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say I am?" And you see the responses, what people were thinking about Jesus at the time. "Well, Jesus, some are calling you John the Baptist." Well, John had just recently been killed by King Herod. So some people were saying Jesus was John come back to life. "Some people, Jesus, are saying you're Elijah, one of the Old Testament prophets, or Jeremiah, or another one of the prophets. A lot of people are saying you're pretty good, Jesus. One, somebody who teaches God's word." Remember, some people called him teacher. Teacher. Some people, we know it's not in the responses there, but we know some of the Jewish leaders were afraid of Jesus. John, the Gospel of John, records that they plotted against Jesus to get him killed, crucified, because the Romans, they said, will take our place. They'll start riots, and Rome will come and take our place and take our nation. They were afraid of Jesus politically. Some saw Jesus, we know, as a miracle worker. In Jesus' trial before Pilate, Pilate sent him to King Herod, and what did King Herod want to see? A miracle. Do a miracle, Jesus. So there are many different thoughts about Jesus. What about today? What do people think Jesus is today? Hardly anybody says Jesus is a bad person. Well, Jesus was a good man in history, people might say. Some people don't believe the words of the Bible are trustworthy, and they say, well, these are just myths. They're made-up stories. So if there was a real Jesus, we really don't know what he was like. Those miracle stories and the story of his resurrection, all those are all made up by people. So some people say, oh, we don't really know what Jesus was. That's what some people say today. Some people say, well, he was like Abraham and King David. He was a great prophet, but he wasn't the Son of God. That's what all Muslims say. All Muslims say that Jesus was like an Old Testament prophet. Not the greatest prophet, that was Muhammad, but they'll honor him and say Jesus was a prophet and he did miracles. Some people say that, well, he was a person, and then he was so very good, he became a god. That's what Mormons teach. If you're a really good person, you will actually become a god. All different types of things that people say about Jesus. And some people just use the words Jesus Christ so often in their language that it's just the word they use when they're mad. What was Peter's confession? He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." That is loaded with meaning, those few words. The Christ, the Messiah, you're the promised one, Jesus. All those promises about the great king to come, the greatest prophet to come, the greatest teacher to come. Peter proclaimed Jesus to be that one, the Christ, the promised one. And he called him the Son of the living God. Peter saw and started having this understanding and faith that Jesus was sent from God, and he was hearing Jesus teach, I and the Father are one, and all that the Father has given to me, I've received, and I do what the Father wants. He's starting to see the oneness of Jesus with God, and he's seeing, Jesus, you are the Son of the living God. You are God. And they worshiped him at times of his miracles, which, being faithful Jews, they could only worship God, no man. They really saw Jesus as God. What was the meaning for that? Well, Peter would have to follow Jesus. He's the Christ, the one promised from long of old. If you don't follow him, there's no one else to follow. He's the one. If you don't listen to him, there is no one else to listen to. He is the one. So this made a difference in Peter's life. He would need to follow Jesus. That's what his words mean. I need to follow you. No one else is the Christ. No one else is the Son of the living God. I'll follow you. He is the disciple of Jesus. Bring it into your life. Is Jesus God or not? To confess that Jesus is the Son of God, equal with the Father, determines the whole way our life is lived. If he is God to you and me, then no matter what, we must follow him. We must hear his teachings. We must live by his teachings. Then no matter what, the death and resurrection of Jesus changes everything. For there is eternal life and forgiveness. Without it, there is not. It just defines you and me as a person, as a human being, if Jesus is God to us. When Peter confessed that, Jesus said two statements that are very, very significant, that if we confess that too, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, then what Jesus says to Peter refers to us too. He said, Simon, or Jonah, son of Jonah, you're Peter. Heaven, no man revealed this to us. But heaven has revealed this to you. My Father in heaven has revealed this to you. What does that mean? It means that human wisdom and human thinking in our world as humans, just like this, cannot perceive or say or believe that Jesus is God. Only the Father in heaven gives that faith and that confession into our lips. Dear friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, when we say that Jesus is God and we sin and we mess up in lives, but we know and we want our lives to live and be like Jesus is God, that is not by our power. That is God's power in heaven putting faith in us. That is God living in us, causing that confession to come up. Peter, no one on earth, flesh and blood, has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. It is a divine, heavenly confession, no less for you and me. And secondly, he said the gates of hell cannot stand up against this. Friends in Christ, that's the other thing. If this confession, that we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died and rose for me, is given from heaven, from God, nothing can withstand that faith in me. Not that we don't suffer or sick or there's injustices or anything else, but that faith in Christ is from God and perseveres through all things, and hell itself cannot overcome it. Hell itself cannot overcome it. That is the promise of Jesus. The promise. Jesus, nobody believes at school, at work. It's falling apart, it seems like, Jesus' confession. But in you, my friend, my daughter, my son, it is not falling apart. It is in you. We do not fear what's going on and different things. We see what's going on. We see the loss in the faith of God. We see things not of God. But in you, into you and me and other Christians, Jesus says the gates of hell cannot overcome this confession, because it's not from you and me, the confession. The strength of it, it's not from you and me. It's from God. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. So, even though daily we are tempted to fear, Jesus says, don't be afraid. For the faith in you is from God, and nothing can overcome it. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving this confession to Peter, and that it was recorded by Matthew so that we will know what Peter said and what Jesus taught him about that confession. Continue to put that same divine confession into our mouths and into our lives, to believe and confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and drive away all fear in us. Not that we don't suffer or have troubles, but we do not fear. For Jesus has died and risen for us and has given us life everlasting. And this overcomes all other things. Be with our families, our communities, our nation, Heavenly Father. Spread this confession of Jesus far and wide, that many will be saved. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, the congregation is invited to stand for the prayers of Zion Lutheran Church, as written in the bulletin. Having heard the word proclaimed, let us pray for ourselves, for all the faithful, and for all people as they have need. For all people, that they may have faith in Christ and heed the voice of God calling by his word. For the church, that the people of God may pursue righteousness with peace and joy in their hearts. And for all pastors and their ministry of word and sacrament. And for all vocations to the ministry, that the lives of God's people may redound to his praise and glory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our president, Congress, governor, and all civic leaders in their pursuit of peace and unity. For all judges and magistrates in their pursuit of justice with mercy. And for those who protect us from violence and persevere order here and everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all noble professions and for the flourishing of the arts and music. For favorable weather and the fruits of the earth, and for those unemployed, the poor, the homeless, the hungry, and all people in need, Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all families and children, single adults and youth, for those who teach and those who learn, that they may advance in wisdom and grace. And for the catechumens and those who teach the faith to them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For victims of disaster and for those stricken by illness or infirmity, for the aged and infirm, as well as those in nursing homes and assisted living facilities, and for those who grieve the loss of those whom they love, and for those who meet with sudden death, we especially remember Margaret and Carolyn, Charlotte, Henry, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, the daughter of Julie, Bill, Jason, Lori, Deborah, Stacy, Becky, Dolores, Caitlin, David, Ted, Brian, Kathy, Pastor Shivey, and Pastor Berlin, and the family of Lillian Vandale. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the work of God's kingdom in this place, for our faithful support of the church and the renewal of our parish life through the means of grace, for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod International Center in St. Louis, for the leaders, workers, for those losing jobs, for missionaries, and for our growth in grace, that we may attain to the full stature of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray together. Be merciful to us, O Lord, and hear our prayers. Grant to us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be led into all truth and be steadfast in the confession of Christ. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We pray, O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for the closing hymn.
I am trusting.